Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty years later, may we never forget.
The whole city came together as one to help each other out. And I'm very, very proud to say that I'm a New Yorker.
Now, special coverage on WCBS.
It's all about the first responders. Many of them were at Shea Stadium on September 21st, 2001. And many of them will be at Citi Field tonight as the Mets play the Yankees. Let's head out to Citi Field and join WCBS News Director Tim Scheld and reporter Peter Haskell. They're joined by a couple of Met greats. Guys,
you don't get any bigger than Mike Piazza and Bobby Valentine when you're talking about the 2001 team. Mike, what's this night going to be like for you?
Well, definitely emotional night. Uplifting as well, because we were fortunate to bring in some guys from the team, and it's always great to reconnect and see old friends and old teammates. But I think once the night does evolve and the ceremonies do start, it's going to be pretty heavy, and we'll just do our best, you know, like we did back then to just keep it together.
Bobby, what was the feeling coming to the ballpark and knowing the circumstances and the emotions?
Peter, coming into that game, we all had fear in our hearts. There's no doubt about that. We didn't know if we were going to be the biggest target for the bad guys that they ever were going to shoot at. We didn't know if it was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. And we needed something special to happen in order to validate us doing what we were doing. And luckily, we had a superhero step out of the dugout at a time when everyone needed something special to happen. And Mike Piazza hit the most significant home run in the history of baseball.
9-11, may we never forget.
And it's a deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run, Mike Piazza.
When I crossed home plate and I still felt this buzz that people were cheering, I then started realizing this is pretty special.
Now, special coverage of the 20-year remembrance on WCBS.
Good afternoon. 75 degrees with a few clouds at 5:03 on this 20th anniversary of 9/11. Going to be a very comfortable night for baseball, but of course this day is not about baseball. It's about honoring the first responders who made the ultimate sacrifice that day and in the years that followed, which they will do tonight at Citi Field. And let's head out to Queens and join WCBS News Director Tim Scheld and reporter Peter Haskell. Good afternoon, guys.
Two special guests with Peter and I, Lenny Harris and Mookie Wilson, two members of the 2001 team. Lenny on the team. Mookie was the first base coach back then, and I don't have to explain the importance of Mookie Wilson to the Met family, to the New York family, but I want to start with Lenny about that.
It was a tough night because you realize that your parents, friends, your loved ones weren't coming back home after that situation. And I just sat in the locker room. I didn't know what to do, what to think, but when Bobby Valentine came into the locker room and talked to each and every one of us about keeping your head up, there's a ball game going to be played tonight, and let's do it for the fans in the city of New York. And it kind of lifted us up a little more, and we went out there and played our best game.
John Franco, you're a Brooklyn guy. This happens to your city. What was that like for you?
It felt like somebody just punched you in the stomach and knocked your wind right out of you. You know, I was ticked off, mad, anything you could think of that.
One of the great stories that we have been following in connection with 9/11 for many years is the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. It was started by Stephen's brother Frank and his siblings, and this year Frank has just completed a 500 plus mile walk from the Pentagon to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to Ground Zero.
I just wanted to do something unique and special. And I thought, what better way than to go to the three locations that had unbelievable loss of life 20 years ago. This morning, I retraced his final heroic footsteps that he did 20 years ago.
Right now, Mets and Yankees players have come together near the home plate area and on the field, similar to September 21st, 2001, when the Mets and Braves shook hands and shared hugs before the game. The Mets and Yankees are doing that as well. And now they will line up along the first baseline. One Met, one Yankee, and on the third baseline as well. They will alternate Mets and Yankees before the playing of our national anthem here tonight. An incredible scene of unity between the two teams, the Mets and the Yankees, ahead of tonight's game. PD Cops and Kids Chorus with our national anthem tonight as the Mets and Yankees players continue to be lined up along the first and third base lines, and a loud USA chant is underway here in Flushing, Queens.
Just the way it should be. Hear that, USA.
And the fans continuing to make noise. Everybody on their feet. It is a capacity crowd here tonight. It is the first sellout that we are expecting to have at Citi Field since before the pandemic. And it is a sight in and of itself to behold here tonight, Maz, that there are 45,000 strong here tonight at Citi Field.
And you're saying 45,000. I was looking out there. You feel like every one of the 45,000 people had some kind of effect on 9/11. Somehow, some way, they knew someone, relatives. It's just, it feels like a 45,000 of the family here tonight.
You are spot on with that. It does feel that way. We are all bonded by September 11th and the events of 20 years ago. And now the bagpipers are playing again and marching off toward the first base side. Those bagpipers that really set the tone back at Shea Stadium on September 21st, 2001, in the first game that the Mets played, the first game in New York City after the attacks of September 11th. And those bagpipers are playing off the field here at Citi Field. Well, on this September 11th, as they did 20 years ago, the Mets and the Yankees will represent much more than their baseball teams. They'll represent the city and the sport and how much those two go hand in hand. They'll take the field together tonight with New York written across their chests in honor and remembrance of the 2,192 civilians, 343 firefighters, and 71 law enforcement officers who tragically lost their lives 20 years ago today. Tonight, the Mets and Yankees, New York and New York, will play a baseball game, and the rest of us will continue to never forget.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.